Hello. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to the YK and the YK Delta and beyond. This is another edition of Talk Line. I'm Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Atchik. Good morning.
And we are back together again.
Yeah.
We had a couple weeks where, and thank you to Alyssa and to Nikolai for subbing for Peter and for me at different times.
Mm-hmm.
But we're back, ready to take, yes. Ready, willing, and able to take your calls.
Yes.
Now, I don't have the numbers in front of me.
Okay,
you have them memorized.
I got them.
Okay, go. Prove
the numbers you can call today are 543-KYUK, that's 543-5985, and 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or?
You can email us at radio@kyuk.org. I have to fix my mic. My voice sounds really loud and in my own ears.
Yeah, me too. I need to adjust mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
How come I can never figure out which one of these buttons does my...
Well,
oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Okay, that's
yes,
better.
Yes, because I think you moved mine earlier and then I...
Oh, I apologize.
That's all right.
I did. I messed around
But
with
a wonderful looking day outdoors.
Yes.
You know, I don't see...
Not that cold.
Hardly any wind. But, you know, it's slick out there on the roads.
Yeah.
And walkways, so
yeah.
People be careful out there. And it's still early. And then people are starting to venture out near the ice or, you know, along the river. So that's...
Be careful with that.
Yes, very much be careful. And people are starting to show up from nearby villages, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are walking to Bethel.
Oh.
From...
Oh, like
close
Oscarville and stuff.
Yeah.
Bosquiak, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we heard. You know, there was a search and rescue meeting yesterday, and then we got a summary about what's going on out there with the ice and trails and...
Kind of like the old days.
Yeah.
Just walking.
Yeah.
Walking where you need to go.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be bad because it's not that cold, so...
But, you know, there's that slight ice fog out there, so... When enough of that falls on you, then you can begin to chill.
Yes. Okay, so you're welcome to call in about anything that you would like to share. Maybe you have announcements to make. You're welcome to do that. You can talk about maybe some of the current issues that are trending, all the way from impeachment to caribou herd numbers. And
yeah, but, you know, we're... We're always interested in what's going on around Bethel.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we invite you a call and we'll be expecting calls from around Bethel. So, but then there's a lot of people that are weather bound too.
Oh, weathered in here or
weathered
at their community?
In Bethel.
Yeah.
Because of the ice fogging and the weather conditions around the Delta. You know, there's quite a few people in Bethel that are stuck, and where, you know, my heart goes out to them, because I know how it is to be stuck and you want to go home, but you can't, you know. So, but we're going to go on to our first caller from Kuiksuk. We invite and say good morning to Raymond. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Diane.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I've been hearing about a lot of news about caribous, you know. The surrounding villages should go on to that, caribou memoriatorium, you know.
Oh.
You know, just in case the herd might be built up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, might be over hunting or, you know, predation, something like that. So we don't know, what's making them decline, but, you know, it would probably help out if we go into that caribou memoriatorium like we had at Moose Memoriatorium, and it worked pretty good.
Yeah.
Now we don't have to venture way out there, way out to, you know, catch moose.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wish people would understand that and... you know, try it out again, you know, try out this caribou memoriatorium.
Okay.
Also that, you know, growing up, you know, my dad used to warn me about not hunting wolves, so I'm scared of them. Even I see him out there, you know, moose hunting or caribou hunting. I see him out there, you know, running in packs. I never mind them. So I'm scared of them, you know. I think it'd be good if we try that out again. You know, a caribou moratorium.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also other thing that, you know, the surrounding villages starting to venture out to their backyard, you know, to be careful due to the snow. That means that ice freezing is slowed down a bit. It's slowed down.
Yeah.
So, that's
right. Yeah.
So, people that are surrounding villages, you know, when you venture out, make sure you bring your ayahuasca or your ice pick, and check your lakes or
rivers.
You know, before you cross, check out the thickness and. That's all about what I wanted to say. Since I've been hearing about this news on this caribou herd declining.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody, good morning. You guys have a wonderful, safe weekend and enjoy the snow out there.
Yes.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome. Yeah. Good morning.
Okay.
Yeah,
good
regarding
morning.
That caribou, you know, I think it would be nice to hear from Fish and Wildlife. We had guests the other day. With Fish and Wildlife mostly, and also a couple other people on the phone line regarding that. So it would be nice to get a summary from somebody from Fish and Wildlife.
It doesn't seem totally clear what has caused the collapse of the herd, so they're still exploring that. But right now we have Sunny from Bethel that we're going to go to.
Good morning, Sunny.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes. The weather... how it's been acting and how it's been working. I believe it's because of our, let's see, longitude, latitude, flat latitude. The flatitude of our area seems to be coinciding with Juno. And if I'm not mistaken, we keep getting like Juno and southeast weather.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
So it, I know they used to have this type of weather, and I think we're going through the same thing. So probably the Earth shifted so hard, we're getting kind of like Juno weather, or which is above, Juno.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it might explain why our weather has changed and why everything doesn't want to freeze up so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But, everyone have a good morning, and we'll keep listening on the radio.
Thanks, Sunny.
Yes.
Appreciate hearing from you.
Oh,
you
my
too.
Gosh.
Yes, okay. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Be safe, everyone.
All right. Very good. Yes.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. We just had our coffee delivered to us.
Yeah. Hey, what a wonderful service.
I know. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Gabby, maybe you can cut in and tell me the woman's name. She was just hanging out, and she helped us out. I think she's the one who put together that documentary, Atla?
Oh.
The one last night? I think she was the director.
I wasn't watching. I wasn't paying attention.
I know. So I would have wanted to talk to her now about that.
But
anyway, that's really cool.
Okay.
So thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So, we're noticing... changes in the climate, changes in populations of animals. Don't know how the connections are working out or if they're, if there are connections, because everything's interconnected.
Yes,
so.
That's right. And then there's definitely some change, you know, even with the fish and game that, you know, that we're surrounded with, you know, and then there's been a lot of drastic changes in some cases, you know, and then... a lot of stories about, you know, fish and fish washing ashore.
At the end of summer. So the woman who delivered coffee so kindly to Peter and I is Catherine Axley. She's from the University of Kentucky. She's a University of Kentucky filmmaker in residence,
wow.
And she worked on that documentary on the Musher. Atla.
Yeah.
Atla, thank you, yes.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. So I guess she's hanging out here, and in her part time, she delivers coffee to people who are hosting
Kathy shows.
That's very nice of her.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm not sure whether to read this email, but somebody did write in on something that is important for us as hosts to remember. And when you email us and you wish to remain anonymous, we really will do that. If we haven't, I guess last week maybe someone who emailed in was identified, and we apologize for that, and we try to be careful. Sometimes when we're looking at the email, it doesn't always say anonymous, and that one probably did, so much apologies, and we will continue to work on keeping people anonymous when they want to be anonymous, either through their calls or their email. So thank you for emailing us that, and it's a good reminder. Okay, what else? So, I'm going to Missouri for Christmas.
You are?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going all the way down yonder. We have an anonymous call.
Okay.
And let's go to that. Anonymous, welcome
Good morning.
To the show.
Good morning, Anonymous.
Yeah, good morning. I was talking about, the sparks came up, one time. Got here and it never did reach its point. I was wondering where it came from. It came from probably Nome or somewhere, I heard. And it got stuck on a river.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Good question. Maybe someone
will. We haven't heard, but maybe somebody else might know.
Yeah.
I've been talking about, I asked people around here, but they said they had to get a welder or something broke on it on the barge. Now it's freeze up time. What the heck's going on this barge in front of you?
Oh, I don't know what's happening with that either.
Yeah, that barge, there's all the rocks on there. There's all the rocks, and I heard it came from Nome or somewhere, making its way to Red Devil or somewhere, I heard.
Okay.
Yeah, it's freeze up now. That barge is stuck out there. What are they going to do with that barge?
Okay. Maybe somebody else might know, and we'd like to know, too, ourselves, what's going to happen with that barge.
Kind of dangerous.
I heard it was going to be, Nome. I heard it was going to make us red. Right there was all the big rocks.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know. Everybody I hear is talking about this. It's stuck out here now. It can't go nowhere.
I wonder what's going to, now it's really going to go nowhere. It's going to get frozen in there.
Right in the ice right there. I don't know. They try to come back. The ice try to go, and then it warm up, and now it's stuck. What the hell's going on? What's going on with that, I wonder?
Yeah, maybe somebody will call in after a little bit then. Give us more light into this barge.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just called you. You guys know. How come this barge? I heard it came from Nome going up to Red Devil Mine or somewhere.
Okay.
But, our weather, I think it's global warming or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we appreciate your call there, Anonymous, and then maybe somebody will call in after a little bit.
Okay, all right. I thought I'd call and let you guys know.
Okay, very good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Okay, have a wonderful day.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Our lines are open. 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
Okay.
Radio
at kyuk.org.
Yeah, that's
right.
The one.
So we're looking at our different announcements. Tonight we have something We have YKHC Tobacco Prevention and Cessation and KYUK present Father Michael Leska for a one-night cross-cultural communications training. That's tonight from 4:30 to 9:30. Now, he's terrific, so go and watch him. Go to hear him speak. I'm going to try to go there.
I heard you had to register.
Well, I think you have to register. The first 100 people that register get the free meal.
Oh.
But then people can come if they haven't registered.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So,
all right.
Anyway. All right, we're going to go to Wilson from Bethel. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello, happy people.
Hello.
I want to encourage all the listeners here in Bethel only, not from the villages, but if you're here in town and you're from the village, if you see a cab driving around with no headlights and it's foggy, try calling the police department.
Oh, you know what I was going to say, Wilson?
3781.
I was going to say call Wilson. No, give that number again. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Yeah, 543-3781. It's okay if they get flooded with million calls because there's million cabs driving with no headlights, and that's not safe. Yeah, there's no school today. There's kids wandering around and, you know, foggy. And especially this evening, like around 5 or 5:30, it'll be a little bit dimmer and cabs still driving around with no headlights. You know, when I call, especially Alaska cab, once in a while, those people that answer say, "Who are you? Mind your own business." It is my business. It's if I'm driving on the road and a cab almost hit me because they don't have no headlights and I'm in the road and I'm driving, it's my business.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, the other thing too is about that barge. You know, it'll get all chewed up this spring when ice starts moving, and it's not our fault. It might be Alaska logistics, maybe. You never know. That's what I understand. And they might as well put out a little PSA or something saying, you know, before this load goes to waste, someone who has the time and energy can probably claim it. That's what I would do if I was the owner of that barge. You know, they're just going to create a little big old Moby for fishermen and boaters on the river, something sticking up high from the bottom of the river. But anyway, a lot of fog, a lot of people in town stuck here. It's okay to show a little bit of hospitality.
Yes.
Just don't put up with any drinking and drugging and partying that goes on with people. Some, not all, but some people are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't mind helping people. But if they sound like they've been drinking, or they sound like they're under the influence, or they smell like alcohol, I don't really want to deal with that and the chaos that comes with it. So be hospitable if you can to a certain degree. And Thanksgiving is coming up. A lot of things to be thankful for, especially if you have your grandparents or parents still here in town or still with you. You know, be thankful that they're there. And you don't have to be nice only on Thanksgiving and Christmas. You can be nice year-round.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Thank you, and I'll listen because I'm being nice right now, and I'm delivering food. It's part of my job.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know Alicia Larry, she's the senior committee with the city.
Yeah.
ONCA has yet to form a senior committee. We're working on it, but we definitely need that convention oven from the city of Bethel so we can have a fully functional kitchen. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks, Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson was very calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah, sounded good, yes.
Yeah. Fritz from Bethel, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are
hey,
you doing?
Good morning,
today?
Fritz. Yeah.
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Great. Thanksgiving's coming up, and, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for. But we have our annual fiddle dance fundraiser on coming from Bethel Search and Rescue. I'm not sure what annual it is, but I think it might be 23rd or 24th or 25th, something like that. I think Peter's got more idea of which annual it is, but it's been going on for over 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we have two local bands, the Bethel Band, which consists of Willie John and his band, and also Northern Lights Band, which consists of Joe Andrew. They're originally from the Pontiac, but they'll be playing both nights on the 29th and the 30th here at the Bethel Regional High School Gymnasium, as usual, and we're really grateful for that. Thankful for, LKSD for letting us utilize the gymnasium all these years. So if you're out and about those two nights next weekend, Friday and Saturday, come on by, come support Bethel Search and Rescue. And, this year the Bethel Search and Rescue is wanting to purchase or pursuing to purchase a airboat for really extreme situations of what happened last year during the springtime right across on the upper end of right below the Kuitla Kanakichik Y where the incident fatality occurred. And it was since then we've been looking to purchasing an airboat or a hovercraft, but that's going to take a lot of work, and we need everybody's support throughout the whole Delta and throughout the whole state. We're trying to get some funds together to purchase one. So please come out and support Bethel Search and Rescue next week during our annual fundraiser. And amongst the cash prizes, there's going to be a lot of camping gear and whatnot, survival equipment for raffling. So if you see a raffle booth either at AC Swanson's or any of the airlines, please purchase tickets, and that it'll help with the searches in the future and helping Search and Rescue purchase a airboat for future uses. So we're always out there helping when somebody's in need, in distress, out in the middle of nowhere, whether if it's alcohol related or not. We're always out there, and we'll appreciate everybody's assistance with monetary donations. And yeah, we can go from there. If you need any more information, our phone number is listed on Facebook webpage, and we're always updating the Facebook webpage with some pictures and the conditions of the trails of the Kuskokwim during freeze-up and where the dangerous spots are. And as of last week or this past week, Strait Slough and Steamboat Slough are completely open, especially the Strait Slough is completely still open. So,
wow.
So there's a lot of dangers out there, especially after the snowfall. So please be careful. Don't be drinking and snowmobiling back home. Wait till you get back home. You know, we want everybody to be safe and not let any family members worry. So please be careful out there, and appreciate your time.
Thank you, Fritz. Very good report. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's good
you know,
to keep up on all those
that
kind of
rescue airboat. We seen pictures of it last night. You know, it's a 24-foot rescue airboat.
What is it? Is it like a hovercraft or something?
Not quite. You know, it's powered by a big propeller in the back of that boat. Would be a big propeller.
Oh, are these the kind that...
And then the reinforced kind that can go through, like, ice and...
Shallow water.
And shallow water, and just about almost any conditions, you know. And, you know, because last spring, our own people risked their lives to respond to an incident that happened above Bethel, and that was, you know, from then on, the group, search and rescue group, started talking about, you know, now what do we need for these kind of conditions? And so they researched, and finally they selected one that might work in our area. So I know that's going to be a big help to our group. And if it, you know, there are, like now, you know, they can't respond because it's...
Oh, how would they, yeah. How would they get on the river? They can't.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. But, you know, people are venturing out there, and we're starting to see people coming into Bethel from around the villages. So we're going to go for a little break.
Yeah.
We just don't touch that dial.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk Line on KYUK, 640
yes.
AM.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Leanne Hansen. We know that you can't be everywhere, but we can. Our reporters travel the world to follow the stories that matter most to you. And on Sunday mornings, we give you time to reflect on the information they provide. So come with us here, there, and everywhere on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
I'm Mike Hoffman from Bethel, Alaska. You're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel.
This is Isaiah Peter from Bethel. For news, information, and music, keep your radio tuned to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Hi, this is Jim from the Val Carsey Law Office. The best in public radio for the Kuskokwim Delta is found right here on KYUK 640 in Bethel, Alaska.
It looks like we're back. We have a couple of callers. John Carter from EEK is first up. Good morning. Yes. Welcome to Talk Line, John.
Good morning, John Carter.
John Carter from EEK.
Oh, maybe we lost him.
Oh, call back, John. We'll go to Ray in Akiak. Good morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning. nice to hear you people. I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to all the listening audience. Next week, and the other one, that phone call from Search and Rescue talking about Airboat.
Yeah.
Really got my curiosity going. Mm-hmm. If they could finally, kindly maybe post it in KYUK.org or whatever news website.
Yeah, BSAR website, yes.
Where they come to a conclusion about deciding on the airboat.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know, all those questions, safety issues. And the other one that's been really going on nationally and about been a focus on internationally is this Ukraine issue. Why Ukraine? You know, why big focus on Ukraine? Where does it stand in the global national security issues? That's what's been floating in my mind. So other than that, have a great weekend and a Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, so I was mentioning I'm going down to Springfield, Missouri to see my mom, Barbara, and my sister, Joanne. I have to give a shout-out to Joanne. She's listening right now.
Where at?
In Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. And my sister's quite an artistic kind of person. She does really great crafts, woodworking, and she has a very cute, adorable dog named Fenway, named after Fenway Park in Boston, because that's where our background is from, Boston. And, so I hope she's having a great day. And probably Springfield is probably colder than us right now.
Wow.
Because they're experiencing the climate change, too.
Yeah.
And there are times when it's colder down there than up here. And I think we're going to lose some of our Arctic credibility.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They were going to say, oh, you Alaska people. Yeah, in the old days, it was cold. But now you're just basic.
Yeah.
So,
our lines are open.
Yeah.
So might be a good time to call, because once the once we get rhythm, and you know, the phones are usually quite busy towards the second half of the talk line show. So might be a good time to call. 543-KYUK. That's 543-2 or 5985. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And then the other number, 543-275-6-18 Hunter. 9958954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, because you might be one of those shy people.
Yes.
And if you email, I'll read it over the air. You can be anonymous, and you can get your point of view out without anyone knowing who you are. So
that's right. Yeah.
There you go. And you can also be anonymous with your call as well.
You know, we always cherish and love people, long-time listeners, first time callers.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, you could
work your nerve up. Yes, yes. Work your nerve up and join us in our conversation. Tomorrow is start the Christmas season with Saturday Market tomorrow, Saturday, November 23rd. Doors open at 8:30 for vendors, 10 to 12 for the public. Come spread the cheer and visit with friends, see all the new items and have lunch. Food vendors, remember to call Renee first. There is a limit on the number of food desserts that can be sold. You can call Renee, especially if you want to, if you're going to be bringing food. Call Renee at 543-4538.
And then you made a mistake on one.
Oh, yeah.
You said 10 to 12. It's actually 10 to 2.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, 10 to 2.
Okay.
Sorry about
all right.
that. So it looks like we have David from Tuluksak. Good morning, David. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. I'll try my best to say these words in English. I usually talk in Yupik.
But you sound fine. Go for it, David.
Okay. About those cab drivers, it happened, me and my wife, we tell them that we're elders and that cab driver keeps saying I have to be 67-year-old, and I didn't believe it, and I tell him we're 65. I know it's 50-something to be elder, seems like they're cheating these elders. It needs to be stopped. Like if I go from AC to Swanson, they let me pay $5 instead of $4. I know it was $4. Those cab drivers need to be honest, and it need to be looked on. I know there are council that are listening, and cab drivers, I know they're listening. These elders are their elders. They should not cheat these elders.
Mm.
That's because they're talk Yupik, or if they don't understand English, they might cheat these elders like they did to us. And it's not good. Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Okay. I want to read one message. The Hall Utilities, excuse me, will begin routes one day early starting on Sunday, November 24th in preparation for Thanksgiving. Monday's routes will be completed on Sunday. Tuesday's routes on Monday, etc. Excuse me. Friday after Thanksgiving will be normal schedule. Be sure to have your vehicles moved and access available for drivers. For questions regarding the above, you can call Public Works at 543-3110.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I want to say last week I came home and half the electricity in my house was out. No heat, no refrigeration, nothing. And but Avec sent people over. It was about 8 o'clock at night to check it out because it was a fault of a wire, not through my fault.
Oh.
So they took like within an hour. They had that big lift truck thing that you can go up at the top of the pole, and there was a broken wire. They fixed it, and I'm really grateful that service was available and that Ava came out and strategized on what the issue was. And also, my friend Ron Kaiser came over and like did a little check on my utility box, contacted them. So I just really appreciate that because, you know, when it's like 8 o'clock at night, no electricity on a winter day, you live alone. You don't know who's going to help you out. But I did get really good help.
Well, good. I'm glad you got that resolved.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job, baby.
I was preparing to, like, get all my blankets and just go, well, I guess I'll have to wait till the morning. And but it worked out, so I want to thank them for that.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the Public Works and the city utilities, I think they have a really hard job in our climate. And these sewer system with the pipes, there's always something going on with these grinders, with the pipe system. And I think that they work really, it's a really difficult job. And I acknowledge that for sure.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, and they probably don't get words like that.
No.
Often,
no, there's probably other kind of words they get, but I don't have those words. I have the good words because I can tell. You know, I drive around and I look and I go, God, look at those big old pipes for sewage and water. They're not going to last. They're going to start breaking down at a certain point, and then there's leaks and the grinders do this and that. It's just a lot of frustration. So
yeah, they're always busy.
I have to give my hats off to them. Anyway, our lines are open, and gee, if there's something going on in the city that you want to compliment, or in your town where your services are being provided in a helpful way, you can also call and tell us about that. And our numbers are 543-5985.
543-2756.
And you can call us from anywhere in the United States at 1-800-995-8954.
Radio at KYUK.org.
For your emails, which we will read over the air. So I'm going to check those right now. So now, are you and Barbara going somewhere for Thanksgiving, or do you host something at your house? What's your plan?
Well, we haven't really finished it yet. You know, we still have to talk with our family, you know, to we've just been so kind of like hardly... So busy that hardly we see each other.
Mm-hmm.
in our family.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we haven't had a concrete plan yet, you know. And but first thing, you know, we're getting excited about that fundraiser next week for search and rescue. We both help out, and my wife is currently at the airport selling tickets.
Cool. Okay. Raffle. Yeah, so, I'm gonna get in on that raffle.
Yes.
And now, what's your favorite dish at Thanksgiving? What do you really like?
You know me, I eat anything.
That's probably every day's Thanksgiving if it's got good food.
Yeah, so, you know, Thanksgiving is just a holiday behind it, you know.
Yeah.
And then the time to get together with family or friends and, you know, people that you love. So, you know, just usually there's turkey or ham.
Yes, all of that.
Yeah.
I think stuffing is my...
Wow.
Yeah. Now, in college, I used to buy, like, the stovetop stuffing box.
Oh, yeah.
And I would cook that on the stove, and I could almost eat the whole thing. That would be my dinner.
Cool.
Just stuffing.
Yeah.
I love that stovetop stuffing.
You know, I worked in Death Horse for a few years back then.
Oh,
and
really?
Then you know, and then they don't shut down for holidays.
Oh.
But, you know, they... Normally, on, like, say, Thanksgiving, you know, they treat us special with things to eat, you know.
Yeah.
They'd charter, or they'd bring up a plane full, like, with fresh turkeys,
oh,
you know, and fresh cow or meat and
fresh
everything. Yeah.
It's a funny way to say it. There's a fresh cow coming in on the plane today.
Never frozen, you know. And then
right, just right, butchered right
there. Yeah, butchered right there, and then you munch at that.
You know, when I lived in the Philippines, I went. They would have a butcher shop. They would slaughter the cow that day, slice the meat into, like, paper-thin strips. You would eat it raw, dipping it in a sauce.
My gosh.
That's fresh cow. Anyway, we're going to go to Sunny. Okay, enough of this.
Okay.
We're going to go to Sunny from Bethel. Good morning, Sunny. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning.
Okay.
Speaking of paper dishes, Janrik sounds really good right now.
The what? Janrik?
Janrik.
Oh, yeah. Blackfish, yeah.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. You know, the dish of the Delta, yes, that's the elders really love that, the blackfish, you know, at this time, you know, right after freeze-up, you know, their best time to go out and set traps, and, you know, you'll catch blackfish.
Yeah.
And
now, I remember the first time I had a bowl of blackfish soup.
Oh.
I was in Nunapichuk, and I went to a family's house for lunch, and they said, oh, we're going to have fish soup. And I was like, oh, okay, great. You know, I love fish. But I'd never had blackfish before. And then so they put in a bowl in front of me, and it's the whole fish. Like, it's not chunks of fish like I was used to. And I didn't want to be rude or anything, so I had to, like, I just kind of slowly looked at everyone just to see what they did. And they, you know, went in with their hands and worked on that blackfish. And I thought, wow, I'm going for it. And it was delicious. I'm so glad it was delicious, because if it wasn't, I would have had to get through that. But I really enjoyed it. So we have a caller from Chivac. Good morning, caller from Chivac. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. You're loud and clear. Good morning.
My name is Roy. I'm from Chivac.
Good morning, Roy.
I just want to make a few points here, and at the same time, I'll make an announcement, but I want you to listen to this one here, because this is really important, because by the time I'm done talking, it'll make sense. Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success. Together, everyone achieves more. So keep that in mind. In a moment, it'll make sense. So at this time of giving, you remember, Peter, at that time, that elder had an abundance of lush fish in his van that he was telling us? Remember that story a long time ago that me and you went to that village and I had snow machine problem?
Oh.
And he was giving away them. After a while, his wife went out to go check the van and asked him, I thought you gave away most of them. Then he responded, yes, I did. His comment was, when you give away most of your pets, it keeps adding from an unknown realm. So that came to mind lately of something that we're planning here in Chivac, and, you know, that really hit me because that's something that I never did forget what he told us at that time. Remember, and he was saying that it keeps adding from somewhere. The more you give, the more it comes back from somewhere. So, and at this, we at some point, we have to pass the torch to the younger generation, our leaders of tomorrow, our workforce of tomorrow. But the key point is being able to go and acquire education for the betterment to take over our communities, because we need these younger generations to, at some point, to take over the type of work that we do, the type of volunteering that we do, and stuff that we do within our community, because at some point, you know, you say, that's enough. Maybe I need to have time for myself, time for my family. So, and a key word is that volunteer. You know, like in radio station, the volunteering is a very, very big part of the radio station, because nowadays the money is really getting to a point where it's hard to get. So volunteers are really like the heartbeat of a radio station, whether it be local here in Chivac, whether it be in Bethel or somewhere else. And I think the very important point to ourselves is that the Search and Rescue in Bethel are having a fundraiser next week, and volunteering giving to the Search and Rescue is very important, because the Search and Rescue have a very important part within the community, because when our loved ones get lost, you know, they go out there and search in really, really extreme conditions, you know, and I think to support them during their fundraising would be a big help for them. And the important one is to complete your last will and testament, because we don't know what tomorrow brings. Mm-hmm. We should live today, love our loved ones with no reservations. Because at sometimes that love within our community is not there, but it is there. You just have to look for it. And some of them, that they go through depression and thinking that we don't love them, but we do love them. They need to understand that, because I know depression and being lonely is that really, really, really eats your heart away. So keep that in mind.
Hmm.
Helping others with nothing attached to it, especially our elders. It's up to the person who you're helping if they want to give you something of value. Because I grew up helping our parents and our grandparents because it was a form of a way to establish your work ethic. Because I do have some work ethic. It was based on that course that I used to do in those days, because, you know, someone has to do the chores, but at the same time, it's a good work. It sets you up in a way that you take your responsibility serious, because nowadays you see some people that work for only a day, a week, a month, and they move on. They keep moving. You have to have some kind of dedication to your work in order to be successful. And,
okay.
You know, nowadays we're losing our identity as Native people, in my own opinion. The key word is in my own opinion. So be proud of who you are. You know, I'm proud to be a Pacific, and that's part of my identity that I have to be proud of. And some of them, no matter if I put on a suit and tie, my skin is not all of a sudden going to change to maybe like something other than what I am. I'm proud to be a proud to be a trip should be proud to be of who you are. You know, we know, and some of us have addiction from A to Z, but you can give it up. It's just a matter of willpower. Furthermore, someone has overcome it, ask them for advice and direction. Never give up, because I know some of these addictions are so powerful, but you can give it up. Like, there are some of them that went through before maybe a drama or disaster that went in their life, or they went down to the rock bottom and they gave up that addiction. But there is someone out there, I always ask for direction and for their advice because they're the ones that went through it already. Mm-hmm. Which brings me to the point, coming together is the beginning, keeping together is progress. Working together is success. Together, everyone achieves more.
Okay.
And one person cannot accomplish a whole lot, but it's possible if there's a way, it can be done. Remember, they all say if there's a way, there's a will. So that point that I'm making here that, you know, I wanted to add some advice as well. I just didn't want to, you know, bring out the announcement at the same time. I wanted to bring out some advice, hoping that somebody can take those to their heart and listen. And at some point they'll say, okay, I know what that guy was talking about. It kind of hits him at some point in time. So within TVAC, we wanted to have a small potluck to become a community again. And we know at time of giving, there's sometimes that some families don't have much. And we wanted to provide this community potluck tonight at 6 o'clock, so if TVACers are listening, even if we have some Ashanos guests from somewhere, they're very much welcome to celebrate our we being as a community and, you know, to get the community together again. That was the whole point of our potluck. And I'm hoping there's someone out there that's listening that will bring their favorite dish or something to share because, you know, well, my target and our target is like about maybe a couple of hundred people, but I imagine it'd be way lower than that, even though we're like over 1,000 people. But keep those in mind, those advice that I give. I just want to bring out those, especially about that elder that gave out those fish that came back from somewhere. So at the time of giving, I wanted to, you know, make a few points. Thank you very much for your time. You have a good morning.
Okay, Kuyana Roy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Roy.
Okay.
And it's so true. And then when people are going through a hard time, the little things you do for that person can go a long way.
Mm.
I'm going to read a quick email, and then we'll probably go to a short break. So the email is entitled, Kids Today. Good morning. I have noticed through the years the changes in our youth today. I believe this is because parents, grandparents, and caregivers are not speaking to the younger generation like they used to. I, for one, am to blame. Our youth today are lost. They don't have a sense of where they belong or where they come from. They are not being taught our traditional values or way of teaching. I believe if we, as the adults, step in and start talking to our younger generation, let them know what we learned growing up from our elders, take them out to do subsistence activities or wood gathering, they will have a stronger, they will have a sense of belonging. We as adults need to step up and teach them our traditional values and way of life. Thank you very much for that email. And that email actually matches when they do interviews with, like up in the Northwest and Bering Strait regions, when they've done interviews with youth and with adults in the rural communities, and they ask both adults and youth, what do you think youth need today?
What?
Adults tend to think the youth need more cultural activities and stuff like that, but the youth said, we need adults to talk to us.
Cool.
And adults didn't know that. They didn't realize that youth were actually craving more time with adults, talking to them and sharing with them and spending time with them. And I'm glad for this email because it matches some of that, those survey results.
That's important.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because...
you don't want to lose that.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely. You know, sometimes I would seem like, you know, yes, there is quite a distance between the elders and the youth of today. You know, it's not like it used to be anymore.
Yeah.
See, you know, there's a lot of change.
Mm-hmm.
And but we do need to get closer.
Yeah, yeah, and you want to kind of grab onto that now, because what can happen over time is the separation between young people and adults grows really big, and then the youth aren't as able or willing to have those conversations.
Yeah.
So, but that it's not at that point yet. Youth still want the interaction of adults in our rural communities, and so. thank you very much for sending in that email. I wasn't sure if this person wanted to be anonymous, so I'm going to err on the side of anonymous just in case.
Yeah.
Even though I know this person, actually.
Yeah, that's,
so I don't want to give it away.
That's a good word.
Yeah. So thank you for that. Yeah, so we've, you know, touched on a few different kind of topics from the caribou herd thing, the frozen, the barge that's stuck in the water.
You know, word of caution, you know, while we're on that.
Yeah.
You know, when it froze up, you know, when it got cold this year, the water was high.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, now it's dropped, and then so there's thin ice on top, and then there's like airspace, you know, in between the frozen ice and the water. So people have to be careful, especially on the trails. You know, there's creeks and streams, you know, that you have to cross, and even lakes are dropping.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lot of danger area out there this year.
Yeah, good point.
Yes.
I didn't realize that, but the benefit of hanging out with an elder is I'm out driving around, and I went out with my elder buddy Esther, and we're looking at the river, and she said exactly that. And I had never heard of that. So she said, oh, look how high it is. It's freezing. It's going to be more risky. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is why it's good to hang out with elders. You learn a lot of stuff. So we're going to our break. Station break. You're listening to Talkline on 640 AM at KYUK.
Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
This is Moses Twilling from YKHC. Tune in on the first Wednesday of each month for Tobacco Prevention and Cessation here on KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Unno mag-ayagayot, unno kutiulikakht kaugut. Steetam tatiun hkanak pikum ta alaskam ayagayori uptak kaugaputiulikakht Ika yugluta talis hutam tnik ilakluku AVCP, Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program, Ami, Litnaurat, Ayakluki 6th grade, Amk talis katnun uptimalachtut, Computer Alif Kahaluki pikkaitnik, High School alreet gegakan utchtungout college credit dangl kamchnun, Aking luting lu ansep summer bridge, Ami, Doislu college jamun, Doni ansep At University Success and Graduate Success Sarata, Tingu Malarailit Naurat, Dr. Lamund Gitlgatnun, University of Alaska Mlitnaurini, Anchorjami Juno Fairbanks Samilu, and Sepam Unagnaknatauga, Amlrinas Klugi Alaska Mnakminukai, Tzalalgat Science, Technology, Engineering, Math, T tiwli gacht mwl gidlw am llygis clwgi. Bag zygw gaillwn tiwn ymtnilid nawlch gam aiw gwdych ga. Chwani www.ansep.net. Jali www.ansep.net. Una ging un gachtuk Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program am.
Okay, thank you for coming back. We're back on Talkline. We have a couple of calls, and we're going to go right to it. Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning to you, too, and all the good people of the YK Delta.
Yay.
All right, yes.
Yeah, I'm with Chivak and the anonymous caller on the way of life, Uyavak. They call it Uyavak.
Yes.
Our way of life. I'm happy there. I'm happy there. Meeting with everybody in the village and
yes,
and again the anonymous callers write
about talking to you about
like
you.
Like it or not, even myself, I complain about our elders not talking. Reality hits. We're it. We're the elders now.
Yes,
right. Our hair is white. No more excuses. According to that anonymous callers. And we should be the ones talking to our young ones and encouraging our young people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it should be.
Yes.
I should recall my mom and dad's words.
Yes.
We want you to live a good life. That's how come we talk to you like this. That's lost.
Hmm.
And for us, we're the elders now. We should be doing it to hell with bingo and Facebook and go play cards and blaming others. We should be the one that we're in that position now, being elders. And that loss of Uyarok, it should be reality. We all need to keep that Uyarok going.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. All day, I hate to complain about them two communities on liquor stores, and I'm with the elders and children and the people that voted no.
Mm.
And that tells me the elders' word and law is being lost. And alcohol and drugs ain't part of our Uyarok.
Mm-hmm.
Our way of life. But anyway, in closing, our kids are off today. I don't know about the surrounding villages, but the next week they got 4 days off. Encourage them to stay off the lakes and ponds, rivers. Okay to ride on the tundra and where it's safe, but riding on the tundra, there's also them lakes.
That's right.
That have no drains, and they're deep.
Mm.
So encourage your children to stay off those lakes on the pond and up on the tundra. And we will encourage them to stay on the tundra and land.
Mm.
But happy Thanksgiving to all. Condolences to the families and people that lost their loved ones.
Mm.
Holidays are coming.
Mm.
And saying that, you're not alone. Thoughts and prayers to you people.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Very good words of advice.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes.
He always speaks like very passionately. Like he means what he's saying.
That's right.
Yeah.
It comes from the heart.
Ruth from Bethel. Good morning, Ruth. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that every dollar counts in a cab. You know, if a regular person would four times use it, $5 each. A senior uses $20 five times, because for $4 for in town for a senior, and every dollar counts.
Yeah,
you know. And talking about Thanksgiving, we use our mom's favorite recipe on our stuffing. It's just so simple, so good though. My aunt and my mom had their own recipe.
Nice.
So we use that one. And I'm being thankful for people that looked at our stove, my brother Stephen, my son, Sonny Benji Chris, and James Mute, Jackie Kinigek and his son got it started. And then Dr. Thomas, what they call, the high schoolers call, Kevin White talked Dr. Thomas. Got the stove really, really going with putting the part. Jackie couldn't find the right part, and Dr. Thomas had it. When Dr. Thomas came in, Kevin White, Isaiah said, Dr. Thomas, I thought a doctor came in. So I checked, it was Kevin White.
Oh.
I just want to thank those people for helping us get our toy stove going.
Wow.
And
wow,
about nice. That person that we give and give and give, we surely can't outgive the Creator.
Oh.
When we give, He gives so much back.
Thank
And also being outside, fishing, getting wood, berry picking, to me it's therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I get therapy. I get so much better after I go out. It's, with my family or us, or I love doing that.
It's like your mental health clinic.
Yeah, it is. It sure is. Yes. Okay, you guys have a good Thanksgiving, and thanks for taking my call.
You
okay.
too,
Thank
Ruth.
You.
Thank you.
Okay, yes. bye.
Okay, and next we're going to go to Renee from Bethel.
Good
morning,
Renee.
Good morning.
Oh, it's this Renee. Okay,
yes. So just a heads up, tomorrow is the start of the Christmas shopping season for Saturday markets. So I encourage everybody to come down to the Cultural Center and see what's happening. The doors will open at 8:30 for our vendors and from 10 to 2 for all of the public.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one this weekend. We have one next weekend after Thanksgiving. And then we don't have one because the VFW has one, I think it's December 7th, at the VFW, so that's theirs. And then we have one on the markets on the 14th and the 21st, and a special free to all vendors the evening of the 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll open the doors up at 5 for the vendors to come in and set up. That's on the evening of the 23rd for those last-minute shoppers. We like to try to accommodate everybody.
Mm.
And then I also want to mention that the Best in the West Small Business Competition officially opens December 1st. We welcome everybody in the YK Delta who has a business idea. It could be small. It could be big. We help out with that. We have lots of community support from the different organizations, and we give cash awards to those people who develop a good business plan. So if you have an idea, I can email the applications to you. They're also online at Bethel Community Services Foundation. This is sponsored by primarily the university and our nine different agencies that help out. And then the last thing I want to mention, and it's one of the things I'm very thankful for, is Bethel Gives, who works with nine different nonprofit organizations, and maybe they've already been on, but they'll have a table here at Saturday Market for the next market, and then the big give day is December 3rd. You can give at the Watson's Corner or Swanson's or AC. So I encourage everybody to be generous, because these nonprofit organizations help people throughout the year. It's everybody from the Winter House, Search and Rescue, the Arts Council, the nurses. I mean, there's 9 different ones. So I encourage everybody to give, and I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And you too, especially, because you give so much of yourselves just being on the radio. So
thank you
so much.
Okay, well, thanks, Renee.
Yep, and that's all I've got.
Okay.
If anyone wants to call me about any of this,
yes,
call me at 543-4538 or stop by the Cultural Center, and I'm happy to help you.
Yes.
Very good.
She is. All right. Thank you, Renee.
Too. Thank you, and you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, too.
I will. You too.
Okay.
All right, Koyana.
That Renee.
Yeah.
There's always something going on at that cultural center.
Yes.
And she's part of all of it.
Yes, I know.
It's really awesome.
Really does make this place special.
Yeah, yeah. So we have Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Oh,
thank you for waiting.
There. Another one.
Here we go.
I'm glad Renee called.
Hey.
Me too. Yeah.
You know, there's something every Saturday till Christmas, basically.
Yeah.
Every Saturday, because when they don't do the first Saturday in December, mm-hmm. that's when the one at the VFW is. So every Saturday, folks. And I'm glad she promoted Bethel Gives. They actually now, I think, have 11 causes, but
mm-hmm.
they'll have all that information there.
Mm-hmm.
But they got you can pick your favorite cause or give across the board. And
yeah.
I tell you, especially people that are new to Bethel, or maybe they feel bored or they don't know what's going on, you can really connect and volunteer and really connect with any of those and
yeah.
really have a worthwhile spare, you know, because people go to work, they go home, they go to work, go home, and they go, what else is going on? Well,
right.
that's a good way to find
mm-hmm.
out what else is going on, for sure. I did want to promote the Save the Schools Bethel Bill of Rights, Student Bill of Rights Initiative. It's a statewide deal. Student Bill of Rights is what it's normally called. And it was a petition that was going around. It was at AFN, and it's in Anchorage, and I got a book for out here. And I've been having it at various places. I'll try to do it at Saturday Market. And if any of the employers out there would want me to take it to their place of work.
What is it? What is the Student Bill of Rights?
Basically, it covers Head Start, K through 12, and college.
What are they asking for?
Well, a number of things. As you know, last spring there was some pretty nasty budget cut threats on all those.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's one thing. The other one is student security, safety and security. And another one is culturally relevant curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is addressing the dropout rate. It's a very comprehensive, and there was some news on it statewide with some concerns, so I do have the copy of the entire resolution.
Okay.
And I have answers to their questions. One of them was, how do you enforce this? Well, basically, how do you enforce anything? I mean, you got to call it out as what it is this is needed to be a priority. Education needs to be a priority in the state, and that's basically what it is. We need to prioritize that and think of our young people and education in the legislative budget cut decisions and other things that come up, because that's our future.
Mm-hmm.
Education's our future. And a lot of the callers prior to this one have spoke passionately about what is it our young people need, and basically mm-hmm. think of what a great world it would be if we always thought about that in every decision we made, every choice
yeah.
we made, be it in our personal life or in a board meeting, or in Juneau, or in D.C., what if that was the priority in every decision we made, instead of arguing about liquor stores and what have you? Just the energy that's drained, we beat our heads against the wall too many times on so many things, but if it was just so simplified like that, let's look at the future. Let's look at our future. I don't have kids, but this is our future, folks, education.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how it addresses all the grade levels. And it basically, another concern that was on the statewide news is, well, why should it be a state decision the districts do this? Okay, some of the districts do this, not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them. You know, we're not being told what to do, but we're being told there's something wrong here and we need to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really encourage people to come over. I'll bring it to Saturday Market. I'll do that tomorrow. But come over, look at it, decide if you want to sign it or not. You can look at ADN.com, AlaskaDailyNews.com, if you want to look at stories on it. But it's a Student Bill of Rights, it's called. And I'll have answers and information, because It's just short of a few signatures. It's going to be passed around till like I think end of December, and because there's other things that need to be addressed. But this one is so important, and it's not as controversial as people think it is. A lot of times we're signing things that are kind of controversial, like recall the governor and all that, which I did sign myself. But the thing is this isn't controversial. This is like putting education as a priority. That's all it is in the decisions that the legislators make. And so that's all. I wanted to go ahead and promote that and promote that Bethel Gives. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, and thanks for all you do.
Okay. Thank you. That sounds like a really interesting petition. So tomorrow, if you're at Saturday Market, just go ahead and read through it and ask some questions of Susan and see if it's something that you think is worthwhile for our education system. Sounds like they're going all the way from Head Start to college, so there it's covering a lot of areas. Yeah.
Our lines are open.
Yeah.
Yes, and I thought you were looking so bored over there.
Oh, Gabby is alert, ready, and able to take your call right now.
During this time, we usually have a flood of calls, people wanting to call in the last
kind of the last moments. Yeah. But we'll give out the numbers again. You're welcome to email us at radio@kyuk.org.
And we got number 543-KYUK, that's 5985.
Yes. And okay. Then it's 543-2756.
1-800-995-8954.
All right. We have Sam from Bethel. Good morning, Sam.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you doing, Pete?
We're good.
Okay. Calling to spread some news on the river.
Okay.
From the bus to Oscarville is only like an inch and a half thick. They checked yesterday. Some parts are maybe 2 inches. So recommend no traveling on that.
Yeah.
And on the Accuchuck Trail, they're going up on the left trail when you get to that big open meadow. Mm-hmm. And the left trail takes you to the airport. And they check the ice going on the normal river trail, and it's still pretty thin yet, so stay on the tundra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also a reminder to the people that have, in the event that somebody goes missing and you need our search dog, to call us as soon as possible so we have a better chance of tracking them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 545-4357, our President Mike Riley's number. And we already had 4 searches for people drinking and trying to get home.
Okay,
2 yesterday and 2 the day before. So, people, can you please wait till you get home and drink?
Yes.
Or don't come to Bethel at all. That would be even better for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I got. And
hey,
then we're having, yeah.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about that airboat, that rescue airboat?
Oh, yeah, well, because of last year's fatalities up there above Bethel, about 10, 12 miles.
Mm-hmm.
2 four-wheelers went in. 5 people on board. 2 didn't make it. It was a really super dangerous rescue and recovery. Mm-hmm. So we're currently seeking donations for an airboat. It's suited for search and rescue. It's all made up for search and rescue. So mm-hmm. it's if you could make a donation, you can go to our website or call Mike Riley at 545-4357 or Perry Barr, 545-1400, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, we're hoping to get it by spring.
Wow. Good.
Yeah, because it's a definite need for one here.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my other partner, Jim, we went up north to Gullivan, and they had an airboat, and we were traveling on broken ice and stuff. So that was we figured that was a pretty necessary tool for our area now with the warming climate.
Yeah, thanks for checking that out and doing some research on it. That sounds like really important for our region to have that for your team.
Well, we didn't like that sort of rescue at all. Last year, our crew had to crawl on the ice and just to get out to them, and we were lucky there was another man there with a small one-man hovercraft. He helped out a ton, so we owe him a lot of favors. And that's about it, other than stay off the river.
Yes.
Yeah. And don't forget that Oscarville tuna bus is only an inch and a half thick, so don't take your machines across there.
Okay.
Yeah. About all I got.
All right. Very good, Sam. Thank you very much for calling in.
Yep. Have a safe weekend, and we'll have our fiddle dance next Friday and Saturday up at the high school.
Okay.
Hopefully see everybody there and be sober.
All right. Very good.
All right. Thank you, Pete.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and the Search and Rescue Group.
You too, Pete.
All right. Kuyana.
Bye.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Next we have Lily from Bethel. Good morning, Lily. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, Diane. Thanks.
Hey.
I am calling to talk about Winterfest, which is going to be a program for the community happening on December 7th, so the same day as that VFW Bazaar. It'll be at the Cultural Center from 4 to 6 p.m. It's a free event for everyone in the community to come of all ages. There'll be a bunch of seasonal crafts and activities to do. A lot of them are geared towards children. We'll have a concession with KUC. It's acting also as a fundraiser for a lot of different groups, just to share what they're doing and, provide services to the community. There'll be a little photo booth where people can take, like, holiday pictures. I don't know if a lot of people have went to Winterfest a couple years ago, but we had it at the Cultural Center a couple years ago where there were some rock performances and kind of a similar setup to what we're going to do this year as well. But the Library Cultural Center and some other volunteers are all going to get together for the 7th. So I wanted to promote that. We're going to have Made with Love there selling, like, seasonal gifts along with, like, Pampered Chef. And TWC will be doing a free clothing drive. So we'll have a bunch of coats and winter gear for people if they wanted to pick them up. People will be selling boba tea, and there'll maybe be some 50-50 raffles. And if anyone wants to participate in Winterfest after hearing this advertisement or seeing some of the stuff we're going to post on Facebook soon, they can just get in contact with me or Teresa at the library, because we'd love to have more partners, or if someone just wants to volunteer, needs volunteer hours, we definitely will need help with setup the day before and the day of.
Okay. That sounds like a great event. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Neat. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. I have a quick PSA from Bethel Fish and Game. Let's see. Okay. The Bethel Fish and Game Advisory Committee will meet Monday, November 25th at 6 p.m. at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game office. On November 25th through 26th, for the purpose of holding elections to discuss Alaska Board of Game Western Region hunting proposals and to receive the Kuskokwim salmon season summary. For more information, contact Janet Bavala at 543-2931. So Monday is the Bethel Fish and Game Advisory Council meeting. And I think it's a two-day meeting, and they'll be holding elections and discussing hunting proposals and the Kuskokwim salmon season summary. Okay, thank you. So we're going to go right to Sunny, which we have about 2 minutes left, Sunny, from Bethel. Good morning.
Okay. Very concerned for the search and rescues. What's the policy to make a snow machine confiscated for 1 month?
Go ahead.
2 months, maybe 3 months, or the whole season. Confiscating that away from those people that are intoxicated, just take them, and if they can't
deal responsibly, maybe they should do something about it.
You mean people in four-wheelers who are drinking and driving in Bethel?
Travelers.
Travelers?
Bethel Search and Rescue have to go.
Okay.
That, you know, but they're doing a very good job. Hats off to all of you guys, and good morning. Bye.
Okay. So, yeah, I think he's suggesting that if Bethel Search and Rescue, they go on a rescue, they help somebody out, but if it's somebody who had been drinking and driving, that they confiscate the four-wheeler or the vehicle that the person was using. Okay, so that was his sunny suggestion. So I don't know, are we done? Oh, what is the Bethel Search and Rescue number, Peter?
545-HELP.
545-HELP. That is so okay, that's good. Did you, when we turned over from 543 to 545, did you pick your own 545 number?
Because
I picked my own.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, you could pick your own, some people pick. And so they must have gotten the numbers that go with help.
No, all actually, right. You know how that happened was it just happened like that.
You're
like
kidding.
Really? Just,
they got assigned it and it spelled help.
Yeah.
Okay, that's spooky. All right, everyone. We hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Peter
and
I will be here the day after Thanksgiving to hear about your wonderful meals and how it went for you. And we hope you have a great weekend.
Yes, we want you to be safe so you can tune in again next Friday.
Yeah.
And, you know, just everyone just be safe and, you know, spread some joy out there.
Yeah. Show your thanks.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.